the deep state intelligence apparatus has become as predictable as Hollywood. Their latest script is an old one, another deep state intel letter. This time around, their letter attacks Seculo team member Tulsi Gabbard, who is President Trump's nominee for Director of National Intelligence, DNI. The letter, signed by dozens of former intelligence officials, demands that the Senate reject Tulsi's nomination for DNI. As you recall, the last letter like this from the intelligence community insisted that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. We all know how well that aged. The lead signatory on the anti-Gabbard letter, Wendy Sherman, is not new to the swamp. Sherman, a former deputy secretary of state and prominent deep state actor, has played a central role in some of the biggest foreign policy failures in recent history, dating back to the Clinton and Obama administrations. She is also a recurring character in a number of our Freedom of Information Act, FOIA lawsuits, as we've consistently highlighted and exposed these actions. Sherman's most damaging policy decisions that we know of involve Iran, Israel, and Afghanistan. And her track record reads like a foreign policy hall of shame, even by leftist standards. Let's give each of these the attention they deserve to get a better understanding of the breadth of the failures, starting with the reckless withdrawal from Afghanistan. In 2021, former acting DNI and ACLJ team member Richard Grenell encouraged the House Foreign Affairs Committee not to let Blinken and Sherman off easy during Blinken's appearance before the full committee on September 13, 2021. Secretary of State Antony Blinken should be required to answer why he and Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman stayed silent while President Biden pulled the 2,500 U.S. troops and 5,000 NATO troops from a war-torn country about to be taken over by the Taliban terrorist group before evacuating State Department employees. The consequences of Sherman and Blinken's decision to chaotically and prematurely withdraw troops from Afghanistan should give any politician serious pause before heeding any recommendation by Sherman. The direct and collateral damage caused by the withdrawal from Afghanistan was immense. Loss of life, 13 U.S. service members were killed, 45 more were injured. Over 170 Afghans lost their lives, and countless others were wounded. Loss of assets. The U.S. left behind an estimated $7 billion worth of assets, most of which were still operable. This equipment, now in the hands of the Taliban, will be used against us and our allies. Abandonment of Americans. It's estimated that 10% of American citizens were left behind under Taliban rule. Poorly vetted evacuees, some evacuees, not properly screened, have already posed threats to Americans. Terrorist haven. Afghanistan has once again become a safe haven for terrorist organizations, including Al-Qaeda and ISIS-K, which now have the freedom to operate and expand. Open the door. The chaos in Afghanistan projected vulnerability to global powers. Less than a year after the withdrawal, Russia initiated a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Sherman also gave new life to Iran by helping to empower the country that is the single largest sponsor of terrorism in the Middle East, including the October 7th attack on Israel. Sherman played a central role in U.S. negotiations with Iran, particularly in the talks that led to the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. At the time, she was serving under President Barack Obama. Sherman was one of the key architects of the deal, which supposedly aimed to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Sherman was so proud of the deal that she wrote a book about it. Unfortunately, like Afghanistan, the Iran nuclear deal didn't have a happy ending. The Iran deal will be remembered for Iran's growth in oil sales, pallets of cash, drone sales to Russia, and enhanced arms exporting Iranian funding for Hamas terror, including the October 7th attack on Israel, bringing Iran closer than ever to a nuclear breakout. No doubt, the economic recovery brought on by the Iran nuclear deal led to the funding and assistance for the attack on Israel on October 7th. And today, Iran's proxies are continuing to wage a ruthless war against our ally Israel. Through our FOIA lawsuit, we uncovered that Sherman was at the heart of starting the Iran nuclear negotiations long before it was admitted to the public, and that the Obama-Biden State Department, including then-State Department Press Secretary Jen Psaki, covered it up and lied to the American people. And lastly, in 2018, the the ACLJ uncovered documents via a FOIA request regarding U.S. taxpayer grants to One Voice Israel and One Voice Palestine. In 2015, these nonprofit organizations used digital infrastructure, built with taxpayer funds, to orchestrate an attempt to unseat the government of Israel. The records we obtained included further confirmation of the anti-Israel bias of One Voice, which we uncovered was led by Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's son. Among other findings was an email from Jonathan Finer, Deputy Chief of Staff to Secretary of State John Kerry, to then Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Wendy Sherman, and others. The email included a memo detailing the creation of a video that was posted on the Facebook page of V15 Victory 2015, the group that partnered with One Voice for this campaign. The video featured a person going to the polls while Benjamin and Sarah Netanyahu pack their things. When the voter casts her ballot, the door to the prime minister's residence slams shut behind the Netanyahu-S. At the end of the video, the polling official tells the voter, "Thank you, goodbye." The accompanying post states, "On the 17th of March, we'll tell Bibi thank you, goodbye." This is clear evidence that high-ranking State Department officials were keenly aware of One Voice's true intentions to replace the government of Israel. And Wendy Sherman was in the thick of it all. Sherman's line of attack against Tulsi in the latest intel letter highlights everything that is wrong with the deep state. They have simply been wrong about significant foreign policy issues. Yet they hope we forget and move forward with a business-as-usual mentality. The problem for the deep state isn't Tulsi's qualifications, but that she is anything but business as usual. She threatens their deep state gravy train. The deep state also fears Tulsi because she is committed to putting America first and rooting out the deep-rooted corruption within the system. She simply will not play the deep state's game. We must seize this opportunity and defeat the deep state, or it will undermine President Trump's agenda. We are mobilizing our government affairs office on Capitol Hill, urging the Senate to confirm Tulsi as DNI.